The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
And I want to be dealing with the particular subject on exposing or dealing with Jezebel in the church today. Now, I know this is a very a wore-out topic in the body of Christ, especially in the charismatic Pentecostal circles. I mean, this term of Jezebel and this topic on Jezebel has probably been exhausted to the max. But I do want to talk about this because there is a real spirit that impacts the church, and there is a real spirit when you hear the term. You know, and I know some argue that there is no Jezebel per se that affects the church, and that's just not true. And I'm going to show you today that not only is there a real spirit of Jezebel, but this spirit is still alive and well. It's not the actual Jezebel that's mentioned in 1 Kings 16, but the spirit, the characteristic, the influence of that spirit that worked through and operated through the actual physical Jezebel is still alive and well. It's kind of like the spirit of Antichrist. There's going to be, according to the Bible, there's going to be the Antichrist, but we know that there is a spirit of Antichrist that will empower a real actual individual man, and he will become ultimately what the Bible calls the Antichrist in the last days. So let's get after this thing. If you've got a Bible, you can follow along with me, but I'm going to read some scriptures and we're going to pull some stuff out today. And I'm going to help you identify and expose the spirit of Antichrist. Now, I want to preface this, first of all, by saying that this spirit is not limited to using or operating through a woman. This spirit can actually be on a man as well as it can be a woman. So I want you to remember that. So, but we do see this spirit operating through a woman per se in the book of Revelation. Okay, even though Jezebel again was slain in 1 Kings 16, it was very influential in the time of Elijah the prophet. I had Revelation lined up first, but let's go to 1 Kings 16 first. 1 Kings 16. I'm going to give you some stuff out of 1 Kings 16, especially when we get down into verse 33 and some other places. So I'm going to kind of, for sake of time, I'm not going to read all this, but I'm going to pull some stuff out of here. I'm going to read my notes to you is what I'm going to do. Jezebel was a powerful and manipulating wife of King Ahab. And by the way, wherever there's a Jezebel, there is an Ahab. I want to say that again. Where if you find a Jezebel in the church, you might as well look for an Ahab, because they're a team. They're a power team that work together. Always remember that. Jezebel was a powerful manipulating wife of King Ahab, who was the king of Israel. But the Bible says of Ahab that he was evil in the Lord's sight, even more than any of the kings before him. And Ahab also was joined to or married Jezebel and began to bow down and worship Baal. And Baal was this male deity of power and sexuality in the Old Testament. It was a false idol. And not only did Ahab and Jezebel both worship this this false god or this idol, but there was even prophets that were raised up under the influence of Ahab and Jezebel who ate at the table of Jezebel. And these were the prophets of Baal. Ahab was so wicked that he built a temple and an altar for Baal in Samaria. And Ahab set up an Asherah, or the female goddess of fertility, love, and Warpo, according to some studies I did on that. Ahab, again, according to the Bible, Ahab did more to provoke the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, than any other kings of Israel before him. Now, this is important because, again, we can already see where Ahab's heart is. We can see where his loyalty lies. You can see that he, in his heart, he is far away from the Lord. He's not serving the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's drifted away. He's doing evil in the sight. And because his relationship is not with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has already set him up to be attracted to Jezebel. That's really important when I get into this thing and deeper in the New Testament. Okay, so again, in 1 Kings 18, he calls, when Elijah the prophet shows up on the scene to confront Ahab, the Bible says that Ahab refers to Elijah as the troubler of Israel. But Elijah calls him out and calls him the troubler of Israel. It calls him, the Bible says that Elijah says of Ahab that he had provoked the Lord, that he caused the people to stray, to cause the people to go in idolatry. He caused all kinds of trouble for Israel. But notice that Ahab wanted to put the blame on the prophet. Oh, come on, somebody. And by the way, I'm really seeing this happen today. We're seeing this spirit of Jezebel rise up. And again, it is rooted in the influence or the seat and the power of Ahab, where there is a power of authority that defies the true God, worships false gods, and begins to bring the disfavor. Some say the curse of the Lord, but it's really the disfavor of God upon the land because of their actions that they cause. And this is all this sets up, watch this, it sets up persecution against the real, true prophets of God. And friends, listen, I've got a podcast set up for next week that I'm going to do next week. And I'm going to show you and prove to you that there is a dangerous precedent that's being set and being laid out. The groundwork's being laid out where we're truly seeing a parallel of the time of Ahab and Jezebel, where Christianity is now being targeted and being labeled as troublemakers and influencers and problematic. And even going as far as, again, Christianity now has got a big target on its back as an influence of disruption of government. Oh, I'm gonna pull that out next week, and we're gonna talk about that on a segment. But again, this is nothing new. This was happening all the way in the time of Elijah, when he dealt with the king of King Ahab, and again, and the influence of Jezebel. All right. So now we know the story. Eventually, Jezebel was slain. The Bible says that the dogs came and licked up her blood. She was slain. Jezebel came after the prophets. She was slain. She slayed the prophets. She persecuted the prophets. Obadiah had to hide these prophets in the cave. Elijah, she went after Elijah the prophet after he slew the false prophets on Mount Carmel. His word got out that she was coming after him. He went and he hid in a cave from Jezebel, from her threats, from her influence, and God himself had to show up and encourage Elijah and tell him that he was not alone and that there was still a remnant that had not bowed their knee to Baal or to the false gods and Jezebel. And eventually, come on, God turned the tables and removed Jezebel, literally removed her. So she physically died, but her spirit, and I don't mean her physical spirit, because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Or in other words, if you're righteous, this was before the new covenant, if you died and under the law of Moses and you were righteous, you went to a place, I believe it was in the center of the earth. I don't have time to get into all that, but I believe it was a place called Abraham's bosom, where the righteous, souls of the righteous, were placed as a temporary holding place. And then the souls of the unrighteous, of the wicked, or those who did not have a covenant with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they also went down into the lower parts of the earth, but there was a great gulf fixed, and they went into a place called Hades. You can find this in Luke 16. It gives a great depiction of this. But again, So Jezebel's soul and spirit is not roaming the earth as a quote ghost or some entity or some paranormal activity. I'm talking about a demonic spirit, a demonic force that has the characteristics of what we could, to give the definition of this or to define this or give it terminology would be a spirit of Jezebel. So I hope y'all understand that. We're not talking about the soul and spirit came out of Jezebel and it's roaming the earth. No, we're talking about a spirit, a demonic spirit that influences, operates, and has characteristics of what Jezebel operated through in the flesh. So watch this. And we find this demonic spirit active in all the way in one of the seven churches of Asia that John saw in the book of Revelation, the church of Thyatira, however you pronounce that. We see this in Revelation 2, 18 and 29. It says, "These things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, your love, your service, your faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you." And of course, this is the Lord giving an assessment to the church through John. "Because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess." Now, obviously here, there is an actual woman here. She calls herself, and notice, she is not identified by others as a prophetess. She is self-identified as a prophetess. Watch out now. See, many times you can identify false prophets because they are not known as prophets by others, but they promote themselves. They always make sure they got to have that title in front of their name. So they call themselves prophet so-and-so or prophetess so-and-so. So again, I want to say that again. It says here, she calls herself a prophetess and she teaches and seduces servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. So isn't it interesting that she calls herself a prophetess of the Lord, yet she causes men in the church to sin and sexual immorality and leads them astray from the real true God and leads them into falsehood. See, that's why Jesus emphasized in the New Testament, "You shall know them by their fruits." So I don't care. Listen, you can get mad at me all you want, but I don't care. I'm not impressed if you have a prophet, a prophetess, or an apostle, or a teacher, or an evangelist, or a pastor so-and-so in your church. And just because they have a title, and just because they have this prestigious resume and theologies, degrees of theology, and they know how to sway a crowd, and they know how to move this, and they do this and do that. But what is the fruit of their ministry? That's the real question. So again, this woman who was again being influenced by a demonic spirit that we have identified as Jezebel, the characteristics of Jezebel, leading them into seduction, leading them into sexual immorality. And listen, the Lord says, "I gave her a time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation unless they repent of their deeds." Listen, oh, come on, somebody. There's a lot of preachers. You listen to me. There's a lot of deacons. There's a lot of Sunday school teachers. There's a lot of men and women that are in the church that are going to miss, and I'm going to say it because I'm going to make a lot of you mad right here because this is how I roll. And listen, you don't have to agree with me. You can disagree with me, and that's okay. We can be mature believers on certain aspects of theology and still love one another and still be in the body of Christ. But I'm old school. You can call it that. But I do believe not only do I believe in a rapture of the church, but I am a pre-tribulation rapture believer. again, you may not believe in the rapture. You may not believe, be pre-trib. You may be mid-trib or post-trib or no trib. But let's be mature here for a moment and hang with me for just a second. But I noticed that the Lord says, if she does not repent of this, she and those who are committing sexual immorality with her, it says that they will not only be stricken in a sick bed. So some kind of, the Lord's going to allow some type of infirmity or sickness to come upon these who are partaking of sexual immorality in the church. He didn't say it was outside. He said in the church. So I'm going to tell you something. So there's some preachers that need to hear this. Some people in the church, men or women of God, you start playing around and messing around with some Jezebel. And again, it could be a man or a woman. And you start messing around with the Jezebel, you can miss the rapture, miss the catching away, miss the first boat out of this thing and be left behind and go through and be cast into the great tribulation. That's what Jesus said. I'll cast them into the great tribulation unless they repent of their deeds. Can I go on? Listen what else it says. This is your Bible. This is not a preacher's opinion. This is what the Bible says in verse 23. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. Again, guys, God ain't playing. The Lord's not playing around. It's one thing to commit adultery in your house, and it's one thing to commit adultery in the White House, but it's another thing to commit adultery in God's house and claim to be a prophet, claim to be a prophetess, claim to be a preacher, a teacher, an evangelist, a pastor, an apostle. It's one thing, again, to do this out here in your own time, in your home, in your house, behind closed doors, but you step into God's house and you proclaim that title, wear that title, and you have influence over the sheep, influence over the people, and you're a shepherd or someone who, again, has that authority over people, and you are shacking up, laying in bed, come on, with Jezebel, God ain't playing. He says, I'm going to give you a space to repent, and if you don't repent of this and turn from this, bad things are going to happen to you and your kids. Oh, some of y'all can't even handle that because you've been cradled to sleep so much with this false hyper prosperity and grace gospel that nothing ever bad can happen, that God ain't going to judge nobody, that we should never preach on sin, and all this stuff is negative, and therefore it's never preached on, never taught on. Some of you guys have been so saturated in that when a preacher comes along and actually preaches the whole gospel or preaches the Bible and things like this, it becomes offensive to you. So I may have lost some folks right there, but I'm going to tell you, those who really know the word and they really love God and they really want to be led by the Spirit of God and not quench him and vex him and grieve him, they are going to appreciate what I'm trying to tell you today because I'm trying to help you. So what about this spirit of Jezebel? How can we identify this thing? Many pastors today are manipulated and controlled by the spirit, and they don't even know it. This spirit targets and attacks the prophets. And listen, its main objective, you hear me, is to come after the prophetic voice of the church. I'm going to say it again. The main objective of the spirit of Jezebel is to attack, to snuff out and silence the prophetic voice of the church. Again, let's go back to 1 Kings. Who was Jezebel coming after? The prophets. Who was she threatening? The prophets. Why? Because the prophets, oh, come on, somebody. The prophets hear, the true prophets, I want to say that, the true prophets hear from the throne room of God, and they, come on, they can literally sway and influence the direction of the body. They can give direction. They exhort. They edify. They rebuke. Come on, they equip. They are there in the book of, I believe it's in the book of Jeremiah. There is about like 4 to 5, maybe even 6 things that a real prophet does. They uproot, they tear down, they sow, there's all this process. So again, but the problem is, a lot of people don't even know the word of God. So they think that either A, there's no prophets today, or B, that the New Testament operation of the prophet is totally contrary to the Old Testament, which is absolutely not true and not found anywhere in the Bible. Come on. Listen, if I didn't lose half of you, I lost some of you right there, but I'm going to move on. This spirit seeks out to destroy every true prophetic voice in the body of Christ. Many prophets survive by compromising. Listen to this. Many prophets will survive Jezebel by compromising their convictions and turning into yes men for Ahab. Remember, I told you where there's a Jezebel, there's an Ahab. They escape Jezebel when they become a yes man for an Ahab. Golly. That's why you see all those false prophets of Baal eating at the table of who? Jezebel. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Yes, I will. Yes, we won't preach on that. Yes, we won't expose that. Yes, we won't talk about that. We will be led by your influence. And likely led by money, by mammon. However, the true prophets in this hour will refuse to compromise and refuse to eat at the table of Jezebel. Remember, there was a group of 100 that were hidden in a cave and fed secretly by a man by the name of Obadiah. Elijah was the only one who was courageous enough to stand up against Jezebel's influence and wickedness. And he confronted the false prophets of his day. Many times the Jezebel spirit manipulates in form of witchcraft to control and set up her seat of authority and power within the church or a ministry. She is, I wrote this down. She is the wizard behind the curtain, the puppet master pulling the strings to many ministries, churches, and marriages. Come on. What's really sad, guys, if you go back and study 1 Kings, Jezebel's influence was so strong, come on, in the nation at that time, that she literally had a righteous man murdered to get what she desired. Naboth was murdered because she wanted possession of his land. So she had him murdered to get what she wants. See, this is what the Jezebel spirit does. It will take out whoever's in the way, whoever's in making progress to prevent her from taking complete control, complete power or influence over the church, over a ministry, over a body, over a group of people, over a marriage. She will go to great lengths and do great things to make sure that she remains in power or has power over that which she's desiring to obtain. So let me read this one thing here, or this last thing. I got to read this. Those who operate in the spirit of Jezebel will quickly form. You need to write this down and take notes on this. Those who operate in the spirit of Jezebel will quickly form alliances and befriend pastors and their wives, along with others in leadership, with motives to gain access in leadership and ultimately gain control and advantage. So again, those who operate by the spirit of Jezebel, again, they quickly go to leadership and they quickly try to make a friendship or make an alliance with those in leadership. Why? Not even for the purpose of friendship, but again, their ultimate end game is to gain control. Come on, and access to high places behind the scenes. Come on, behind the pulpit, behind decision-making. Those who operate in this spirit will attempt to persuade or sway people with gifts, generous monetary offerings, flattery, and will also be available for any and everything the leadership needs. They're the yes men of the church in the beginning. This is how they slip under the radar. This method will groom them to be receptive to leadership suggestions, changes, and even the removal of individuals who pose threats to her and control. Because once she's in control, she can begin to put a bug in the leadership's ear to remove people that are posing a threat against her power. Golly, guys, this is good. If you ain't getting anything out of this, I'm telling you, somebody's getting something out of this. Somebody's got a Jezebel that's in your cell group, in your home group, in your church, in your ministry. And you need to hear this. These are traits and characteristics of Jezebel. Listen to this. She will turn on you at a drop of a hat and create a web of lies and deceit to have even the pastor removed, shut down, fired, lied on, allegations. The same goes for any prophet or prophetic voice in the body that exposes her and her agenda. This spirit will always have alliances and followers. Those individuals will be as toxic and venomous as she is. Again, birds of the feather, come on, y'all should quote this, flock together. So those who gravitate towards Jezebel will be operating in the same spirit. Come on, they will be the complainers, the murmurers, the grumblers. They will already have, of course, remember, where there's a Jezebel, there's an Ahab. That's why they gravitated towards each other. Why? Because they had the same heart, the same mind, and the same spirit, and the same motive. So they were aligned to one another. This spirit will strategically use these individuals to spread the venom throughout the congregation, producing division, lies, confusion, strife, discord, adultery, come on, fornication, envy, and hatred will begin to quickly spread throughout the church when this spirit is in full operation. There have been many churches that have split and were totally destroyed by Jezebel spirits. Once this spirit gains a stronghold in the church, it takes a tremendous amount of spiritual warfare, prayer, and fasting to not only expose Jezebel, but to, come on, to get rid of Jezebel. So, guys, that's what I want to show you today. That's our message today. And, I want to pray with you real quick. And right after this prayer, I want you to hang around for a second because we've got some ministry announcements that I want to reveal to you and give you about some things that we're excited about, some places that we're going, and et cetera. So let's pray real quick. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every individual that's watching this today or listening to this broadcast today. Lord, I pray that this ministry has been a great blessing to them. I pray that, Father, if there's an individual that's watching this today and they represent a church, they represent a ministry, they represent a home group, they represent a cell group, they represent a family unit, a marriage, or whatever the case may be. And Lord, if somehow through the Holy Spirit, this has brought to light, you said that whatsoever things are hidden shall be made known, and whatsoever things are covered shall be made manifest. I pray that if this is brought to light and exposed a spirit of Jezebel that is trying to kill, steal, and destroy your ministry, your church, your home, your family, your friendships, I pray in the name of Jesus today that the light of the gospel, the light of this truth would expose that spirit, bring it to light, and the the Holy Spirit, I pray that you would give wisdom to those who need to deal with this spirit. Bring them, give them wisdom, give them insight, give them a strategy to properly deal with this spirit. We don't want people hurt. We don't want relationships destroyed. We don't want people's lives at jeopardy, but we want to deal with this spirit directly. And I want to pray this right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against you, you foul spirit of Jezebel. If you are seducing men of God, women of God, leadership in the church, we expose you today by the power of the gospel and by the Holy Spirit. And we command your influence to dry up and die at the root in Jesus' name. May your power, may your influence, and may your agenda be exposed to your church, to the pastor, to the leadership, and to those who are praying against you in Jesus' name. I pray that the very God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord Jesus Christ, expose you today and rid you from churches, rid you from homes, rid you from marriages. Come on, somebody needs to kick a Jezebel out of your marriage. Somebody needs to kick a Jezebel out of your friendship. Your friendship's being destroyed. You have a friendship with somebody that you're very close to, and things have seemed to be drifting away from them, and it's because somebody has come along that's operating in this spirit that is whispering lies, bringing in manipulation, and trying to divide your friendship because they have an agenda. And Father, I thank you that you are exposing this foul spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word that you are giving a space for Jezebel to repent. And Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. Now listen, if you're watching this today and you're listening to this today, and maybe you're operating in this spirit. Maybe you're trying to do something that the Bible is exposing that you're operating. If you're operating in the spirit of Jezebel, shame on you, and you need to repent. You need to repent. You need to get right with the Lord, and you need to be submitted under authority. Because the Bible says he who humbles himself under the mighty hand of God shall be exalted in due season. But he who tries to exalt himself will be humbled. And friends, if God has to come in and humble you, it's not going to be pretty. So I pray that, that this word has been a great blessing to you. Guys, listen, again, right there on your screen, you're going to see where you can follow us. Again, you can keep up with this on Telegram. You can keep up with this on all these alternative networks, Telegram, MeWe, Gab. We are on the major network, on major social networks, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're on YouTube. We're all over the place, guys. We're still there. By the grace of God, we've not been banned or removed from any of these platforms. And I pray that we remain as long as we can on these platforms. I want to show you something else here. I want you to look at this screen right here, but it's getting ready to come up. Watchman Media Network, WMN. Just days ago, we launched this. This is a brand new network. This is something I have been wanting to do for a long time, and we felt in our spirit that it was time to release this. Guys, I believe this is going to be a great blessing to the body of Christ. Again, it's absolutely free. There's no charge. There's no membership fees, none of that. You go and you say, and you may be watching this and you say, well, how do I find this? Easy. You go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You're going to see our menu tab. If you're on the mobile, it's going to be on the top right. You click on that navigation. It's going to pull down, and you're going to see Watchman Media Network. You click on that, and it's going to bring up a whole group of what I believe are modern day watchmen on the wall. And you can just click on their picture, and it's going to take you right to their channel. It's again, a great blessing. This is a whole network, and we put End Time Headlines on there. Of course, we're on there along with many others as well. So again, if you're on the desktop version, just look up at the tab, click, you're going to see it right up on the top of the menu, and it says Watchman Media Network. Click on that. And again, I pray this is a great blessing to the body of Christ. If you've not downloaded our free app, we want you to do that. Go to the Android store, the Google Play store. You can go to the Apple store, download our free app. Again, it's free. Just type in End Time Headlines, download that app, get it into your hands, catch up. You'll be caught up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. It's got push notifications to alert you when we post articles. It's going to have our podcast on there. It's going to have our YouTube channel on there. It's going to have all that on there for the free app. And as always, guys, we want to close out today by giving the opportunity, if you would like to partner with this ministry, and again, before I do this, I want to address this real quick, because let me pull this off here and then I'll pull it back up. I received two letters in the email, or in the email. Let me get my words straight here. I received two handwritten letters in the mail this past week, and I'm not going to name their names because I don't want to embarrass them or anything like that. But one of them was from a woman and another one was from a man. The man who wrote us, again, I don't want to read this word for word because, again, I don't want to have any intentions to embarrass anyone. But this individual said they had not been in church in over 40 years. Listen to me. In over 40 years, they had not been in church. They are a veteran. And brother, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. And I'm going to tell you why, but they went on to say that they found our ministry, and for the first time in 40 years, they have been blessed. They're back in the Word. They're back serving God. And they attributed to them after 40 years coming back to the Lord and getting back on track with God to our ministry helping them. So again, you want to know why we do what we do, what influences us, what inspires us to keep doing what we're doing. That, my friend, is the reason why we do what we do. So here's an individual, listen to me, who, because all of our messages are free, the podcast is free, the app is free, the Watchman Media Network is free, everything is free. People's lives are being changed and transformed. We had another woman, she sent us a letter as well. She was a part of a local church, they began to go into doctrinal error, and the pastor began to renounce things that she firmly believed that was of God. And it grieved her to the point where she wrote me a letter and said that she thanked God for our ministry. Thank God for for us preaching sound doctrine, remaining loyal and faithful to the Word of God, and preaching the whole gospel. So, and she went on to say that she found her new church. And again, guys, we are not pulling people out of church. Again, you've heard me say this. If you can find a local church, a body of believers where you live, you need to go do that and serve that church. But listen, if there is no church in your area that is spirit-filled, Bible-believing, doctrinally sound, and you are looking for a church home, we welcome you here. Look no further. We welcome you to the family. Look at the right here on Facebook Live. If you're watching this, you'll see many familiar people and faces that come on here every time we go broadcast. Get to know them. Join this network of individuals. This is this is the ecclesia. A church building is not the church. We are the church. Okay. Or number two, maybe there's no churches open where you live because they've all been shut down because of COVID. Well, this is why we're doing this. We're continuing to reach people around the world through the lens of a camera. helping them, encouraging them, equipping them, informing them. That's what we're doing week after week after week. Listen, I was planning on coming on yesterday, but I didn't get to because we had some unforeseen circumstances come up. So we had to push it off till today. And today I want to do a prayer meeting. So we have not forgotten the prayer segments. We're just going to pick it back up next week, and we're going to do that. And we've got other messages coming and other words of encouragements. And we got warnings and rebukes. And we preach the whole gospel. So again, we want to give you the opportunity. If you believe in what we're doing, you're encouraged week after week. It equips you. It edifies you. And maybe you're like our brother that I just mentioned to you that wrote us the letter that had not been in church for 40 years. Or the sister that wrote to us and said that, because of doctrinal issues or whatever, she can't find a home church and she's been blessed for our ministry. If you've been blessed, encouraged, informed, equipped by our ministry, it's helped you. All we're asking that you do is be obedient to what the Holy Spirit speaks to you. And you sow either a one-time gift or become a monthly partner. Why do I need to become a monthly partner, Brother Ricky? Here's why. Because listen, everything we do is free for you guys, but it's not free for our ministry. Our ministry pays for that expenses of the newsletter, the app, the Watchman Media Network. That we had to pay for that. We had to pay web designers and the tech team to create that. They had to get they had to put all that the coding together for that. The email subscriptions is a monthly cost. The security fees to keep the site from being hacked. All this stuff it costs money to do this. So it's free for you guys. But when you sow into this ministry, it helps us to continually do year after year to continue doing what we do. So just know that when you sow into this ministry, you are helping us remain strong, and you are helping people around the world with the gospel. So again, we don't peddle merchandise. We don't do anything. We always tell people everything is free. All we ask you to do, again, is be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And I truly believe that if you're blessed, you will want to be a blessing. Because I know, listen, for me personally, we sow into my family and I, we sow into ministries every month, ministries that equip us, bless us, and encourage us. And some of them are right there on our Watchman Media Network. You know, Ecclesiastes says, cast your bread upon many waters and it shall return after many days. I believe in what Paul said, he who sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. So listen, if you want to support our ministry, there's several ways you can do this. You can, right there on your screen, you can give by the app, and it's simple. You just go to the bottom of the screen, click all the way, go to the right, click on the little heart right there where it says donate. When you click on that, it's going to take you to an electronic page. You can give electronically. If you're watching, if you don't have the app, you can just go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Just find a place there. You can click where it says donate. Again, it'll take you to an electronic page where you can give a one-time gift or set up a monthly partnership. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can do that right there on your screen by making out your check or money order to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So again, guys, we thank you so much. Again, I apologize for if the screen's a little bit blurry here, in and out of focus. Again, we're in a different location today broadcasting, but very soon, we are going to be broadcasting from our new facility. And I am super excited. We're going to upgrade. Listen, we're going to upgrade everything. We're going to upgrade the cameras. We're going to upgrade lighting. We're going to upgrade the microphone. We're going to actually have a studio where we'll be able to do our podcast. We're going to have the whole nine yards. So I am super stoked about this and excited about this, what we have for the future of End Time Headlines. So again, guys, God bless you today. We're going to sign off for today. We will be back on here next week for another encouraging message. May the Lord bless you, keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you till we see you again. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.